98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk Diamondbacks baseball with a D-backs broadcaster. The Booth is powered by M-Drive, a Phoenix-based company supporting the home team. So support the home team and visit trymdrive.com today.
It's a fact check.
It's time to go in the booth with a Diamondback broadcaster here on the Burns and Gambo show and on this Friday
edition.
She's
never really in the booth. She's kind of on the field.
No, that's true. She's
in
at the
clubhouse.
At the desk.
At the desk.
Call it the field then?
Yeah.
The field?
On
the
field?
In the booth? I mean, are you ever in the booth?
I do. If it's hot or if it's cold or something, if the elements aren't good, I kind of wander around and might land in the booth.
Well, Jody, we have a lot of respect for you. You do a great job. Jody Jackson from Fox Sports Arizona is joining us on 98.7 FM. Bernsie's on vacation again, so Jordan's filling it. Yeah, can you believe that?
Wow.
Doesn't it seem like he's always on vacation?
Well, and he's on his annual
annual
San Diego trip, and typically that falls within All Star break. And I know in years past he's actually ran into Jody out there in San
Diego.
That's
right. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We usually see them at Butter Buzz Coffee, and I would love to be. I mean, I love where I am right now. Trust me, because plus I'm from the South, so this swampiness doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
But San Diego always looks good.
All right. Let's talk about Shelby Miller. I mean, you've been around him. Could you see the frustration over these last? He's had four starts. Have you seen the frustration, the disappointment with Shelby since he came back?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he has always, since he came over here, to be honest, Gambo, I mean, he's always kind of, you know, I've seen him be loose and have fun at times, but a lot of times he looks like he's got the weight of the world on him, and, you know, that hasn't necessarily served him well. And then, of course, after the injury, you kind of thought, okay, he's just working his way back. And there were some positive strides in that Padres game. He went five pretty solid innings. And you do have to consider it is a Padres lineup that is not the Rockies lineup, per se. So the other night when I was watching from the dugout area, from the dugout camera well, until it got to the end of that outing, I kind of just thought he was struggling again. And then you could see that he was uncomfortable and that something was going on with the elbow. So I really feel for him. You know, I really have felt for him since he came over, because he struggled so poorly when he first came over and was scratching, you know, the finger on the ground. Kind of the delivery was out of whack. And so you're just kind of waiting for him to get in some type of groove. So what I know now is, and Gambo, I know you've been tweeting about it too, but Dr. Neil Ellatrash is out of the country until Monday, is what I'm hearing. And so he will see him probably near Monday. Garrett Richards is also looking to see him as well.
I know he's done for the year.
Unfortunately, he has a torn UCL, and he's had UCL problems in the past, so he's opting for the surgery this time. But hopefully for Shelby, it's just inflammation and not another tear or anything like that. So we'll have to wait and see, because right now they really want the surgeon that did the surgery to look at it.
Yeah, and he's in L.A., right, I believe?
He's in L.A., yeah. And I guess just so happens he's out of the country right now.
Let's get him back. Yeah, because I heard this morning they're going to have to send that he's looking to get out there. I heard it could have been as early as today, but no timetable on, but he was going to go see the surgeon. I feel bad for him, too. I mean, I don't send out the limo for Shelby Miller. I mean,
Thank you, Gambo. You know I get on you about the limo.
I mean, there's certain guys I don't, you know, like Alex Avila I've done, but for Shelby, listen, the kids, he's trying to make it back. He's doing everything he can. He just hasn't been successful. It's not because he's not trying, and he is coming off of a devastating injury. So we all want him to do well. Nobody wants him to fail. But the reality is, I think we have come to the conclusion that no matter what, I don't know that he's capable of helping the team this year. I don't think this year in a pennant race he's capable of helping them.
Well, they're going to be careful with the elbow. If it is, hopefully, you know, just some inflammation in there. Because I guess if there's a positive, I didn't notice a velo change in the outing. So maybe it is just that. My understanding also is it's fine that the doctor's out of the country, because I think they're going to wait till some of that inflammation goes down and maybe do a new image of it, possibly. So, you know, hopefully it's not where he has to be on the DL a long time again. But yeah, he seems to just need to build back that confidence. It's kind of a mystery why he hasn't pitched the way that he did when he was here in Atlanta. He pitched well. I know it's the NL East. It's a little bit different, but I mean, it's still a National League division out here. he has not been effective for whatever reason on a consistent basis. The start of last year, he was trending that way, but you just hope that he gets back to a point where he can pitch consistently well.
Fox Sports Arizona's Jody Jackson joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show as she's getting set for the D-backs and the Braves. Right now, the Diamondbacks are having a month of July that is making a lot of fans remember the month of May, unfortunately. 4-9 already in 13 games so far in this month. For someone who's with this team day in, day out, home and on the road, are you starting to see any similarities maybe between that month of May that was so difficult for the Diamondbacks as to the way that they began the month of July?
Well, there are some similarities. I think the good news is they are hitting the ball at a decent clip, whereas in May, it was, you guys saw it, it was brutal. They just were not hitting at all. I mean, the batting average hovered around, as a team, they were batting under 200 for a lot of that month, and that was just pretty frightening to look at because that's not what you normally see from an MLB team. What I've seen the last week or so is just games where things are not syncing up. Moments, Archie Bradley and I were talking just about an hour ago, and he was talking about how it's just atypical of this team, some of the plays that haven't been made or just a moment in the game where it would usually be executed and turn one way and then it goes the other way in this last week or so. So I don't think there's a huge concern. There are three games here against a very good team. Both of these teams have 51 wins, but I think the newness of the Braves, in fact, Torrey, I asked him about game planning for these young hitters like Albies and Acuna Jr., and he said, yeah, we did an extra bit of time built into our meetings today because of these guys and how dynamic they are and how we don't really know them. And so, you know, this is going to be an important three games. But then I think they get to reboot after the break. So hopefully these three games go well. But I think there's going to be a bit of a reboot after the break. And, you know, hopefully they get back to playing the kind of ball that they were playing for most of the first half.
Fox Sports Arizona today on this Friday edition really is Jody Jackson TV. And in place of your duties with the Diamondback game today in the Braves, afterward you're going to be hosting Diamondbacks Drive-In after the conclusion of the game. Luis Gonzalez and Eric Burns driving in on the ballpark. I had to imagine that was an interesting conversation that fans will get a look at tonight.
Yeah, it was kind of fun because driven in, I usually take the players or Torrey Lovello into the ballpark. Well, on this day, Luis Gonzalez, you know, he's kind of a big shot and all. He had to go to some TV stations and do some promotions. And Eric Burns was doing the game for MLB Network. And Gonzo's here with us here in Atlanta, oddly enough. So we're going to talk about that on the pregame and kind of show a clip of it. But look, these guys, they only played together 1 year, but they have some great memories of, you know, just some silly stuff. It was just, we were laughing the entire time. And then, of course, Gonzo was clowning on Burnsy's hair and his skinny jeans and all the, his look. You know, he's got a different look now that he's on MLB Network, so. Yeah.
I would play the song Take the Money and Run when you have Eric Burns in the car.
He actually just said that to Burns himself. Yeah.
Just put that on in the background.
I could see you saying that. What did he say to you back? What did he reply?
Oh, I think he went, oh, like, ouch.
And then
like,
an awkward laugh.
Yeah.
Well, Burnsy, you know, guys, the great year that he had, followed by the disappointing year and the injuries and everything, and you're right, the team paid him a lot of money. He was the only Diamondback to have his own television show on Fox, and it was on Fox Sports Arizona, and it was really entertaining. And we kind of relived that. I had the old promotional blonde wig hat thing that I wore. So Gonzo and I are going to talk a little bit about that and have some fun on the pregame. And the other interesting thing with Gonzo, Anibal Sanchez no-hit the Diamondbacks back in 06, and he's on the mound tonight, and he's got like an ERA of 2. It's ridiculous. He's pitching so well for the Braves right now, so I'm going to tell Gonzo maybe he should get back out there. I mean, it's like reliving old times.
Jody Jackson from Fox Sports Arizona. The first pitch is at 4:35. You have the pregame coverage on Fox Sports Arizona beginning at 4. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with that Gonzo and Burnsy. I know it's already in the can, but I know where everyone's looking forward to that after the ball game tonight.
I survived. You'll have to see for yourself.
All right. Thanks, Jody.
Guys.